What's up, everyone? This is Dan, and you're listening to The Greatest Story Ever Played Side Quest, our audio adventures into topics that don't fit on our main show, The Greatest Story Ever Played. For those that don't know, The Greatest Story Ever Played is the main podcast that this is affiliated with, where we do a book club style show about video games, where each episode we do a deep dive into one game, talking through opinions, breaking down the story, all of that stuff. Here, on the other side, The Greatest Story Ever Played Side Quest is for anything that doesn't belong there. So these could be things that are topical in nature, like a video game list, like this one that will come up shortly, or things that aren't video games, like the episode prior to this, I did a spotlight on Caitlin Dever because she got announced as being cast as Abby in The Last of Us HBO series. So I wanted to get familiar with her work. I went and watched some movies and TV shows she was part of to kind of fill in, hey, here's how I think she'll do as Abby. So that's what this show is just kind of bringing those things out. Something I've been doing lately on Greatest Story Ever Played Side Quest over here is releasing old Patreon episodes that we'd done. We had a Patreon until the end of 2023. We decided to end the Patreon, but we didn't want those episodes to just be gone forever. And so what I've been doing is trying to add one or two a month to the feed over here. So if people are looking for extra content, extra stuff to listen to that they can go and enjoy this kind of stuff. For our time today, the episode that we'll play in a little bit is about my favorite voice actors in video games. Video games, of course, have a lot of great voices, lots of people who provide awesome stuff to make these games go. And so I wanted to take some time to focus on some of my favorite voice actors. In this, I do a top 10. And so you can kind of hear about who I like and why I like them, what games I played with them in, that sort of stuff. So yeah, that'll be our episode. So yeah, go enjoy and yeah, see you next time. I guess with that, we will jump into the episode, which is about my favorite voice actors. And I'm going to go 10 to 1. But before we even start at number 10, I'll give you a couple of honorable mentions. And I guess also, as I would say as a caveat for my list, is these are my favorite voice actors. Some of these, you would argue, are better voice actors than maybe where I ranked them. There are also probably voice actors who would belong on this list, could even argue for a high spot on a list, but I haven't played the games they're in. So it is certainly limited to the games I've played and my experience with those voice actors. But yeah, that's what we've got. So anyway, honorable mentions. The first honorable mention I wanted to bring up is Hannah Tell. She voiced Max in Life is Strange. And I think this is one of her only voice acting credits, actually. I think she's done more of the singer-songwriter stuff instead for her career, which is cool. But yeah, Max, of course, is super meaningful to me as a character. Hannah very much so brought her to life, and her delivery on different things is great when Max is lacking confidence, when Max is different things. It really felt like a person. I thought she did a really good job here. Huge fan of that, so she makes my honorable mentions here. My other honorable mention is Courtney Draper, who was Elizabeth in Bioshock Infinite and Sarah in Days Gone. I thought that was cool. I hadn't realized that she was Sarah Whittaker. I knew her from Elizabeth, but I put that together later. But I like her. I think her roles are good and played in important spots in both of those games. And I remember after playing Bioshock Infinite, I looked her up maybe before I'd played Days Gone, or maybe even before Days Gone had come out, but I was like, she should be in more stuff. She's a good voice actress. I thought she was fantastic in Bioshock Infinite as Elizabeth. But yeah, I hope more roles come her way. I hope she keeps getting to play main spots, because she did a great job in Bioshock Infinite especially. So those are my two honorable mentions. We will now go 10 to 1, and I'll like those honorable mentions, I'll share games I know them from, and Occasionally, other stuff I might know them from, or maybe games that I know they're in that I want to play. So, number 10, I'm going to go with Melissa Hutcheson. She is primarily known for being Clementine in the Walking Dead series. This is the main role and main game I know her from, and her work as Clementine is fantastic. It's so good. I think her being able to change her voice as Clementine gets older is really great. You know, going from 8-year-old Clementine to 16-year-old Clementine or whatever, and each game has a distinct voice, and you're like, yeah, that's still Clementine. So she does a fantastic job there. Big fan there. She also did Toad Jr.'s voice in The Wolf Among Us, who was a side character. And then I think she's done some other games, kind of more small, like, but I think Clementine is really the main one. My number 9 is Erin Yvette. And I've played quite a few games that she's been in. She was Alex in Oxenfree. She was Snow White in The Wolf Among Us. And she was also Sister Mary Wormhorn in After Party. I feel like this is... I think if you're making a game, Erin Yvette is perfect to get in there somewhere as a like support character. She can play some leads, as shown by these, but also can do a variety of fun things in there. And with these three characters, I would say they're pretty different from one another, especially Sister Mary Wormhorn from the other two. Sister Mary Wormhorn's crazy and obnoxious and wild. Snow White being kind of more calculated and loving, and Alex kind of being a teenager and can kind of go either way, depending how you play her, right? I think she's pretty kind at times, but she could probably be kind of assertive at other points, so, or any of that. So, interesting groupings. I think Erin Yvette is great. If I were to make a game and I needed to have a couple of characters voiced, I would want to get her in my game for sure. And as evidenced by all of these, sort of the Telltale or around Telltale, voices are really key in those games, right? Because your gameplay is lesser, and so your voice acting, I would say, needs to be better. You need good voice, you need good people to do your stuff, because that's a key feature in those, and she does a great job in each of those, and was a favorite character in those roles for each of those games for me. If I were to go through my favorite characters, all three of them would make that cut. She's also, I think, done a bunch of other of the Telltale games, and different things like that. So I think she's pretty involved in indie space and other games I've played, but those were a couple of the big ones I pulled out. I really like her. She's good stuff. Moving on to my number 8, I'm going with Dave Fannoy. He is primarily known for being Lee in The Walking Dead, and then also he was Satan in After Party. I thought he did a great job at both of those. Those characters are pretty different from one another, so it was fun to get to hear him act pretty differently. What I like with Lee is, I mean, his character is such a regular person, but his voice is such a regular person. He's not... I think he really, really nailed it and did a fantastic job. I think he was Bluebeard in Wolf Among Us as well, and I think he has done some Telltale stuff, but not as much as, like, Erin Yvette. But he has been around in that scene. Quite good. Big fan of his work there. All right, moving on to number 7. I've got Sam Witwer, primarily known for being Deacon in Days Gone. I thought he was fantastic in this game. Deacon's personality was very much so shown, who Deacon was, what he was like, his character, all of that. And since, you know, you spend, I think I played 60 hours of this game or something crazy, a lot of time, and you have to believe. Deacon has to be sold. You have to believe it. Sam Witwer really did that. I liked all of my time with Deacon. I thought he really matched the kind of character I would think he would be. I feel like I've mentioned this one before, on maybe other Patreon episodes, I don't remember, but of some of the speeches Deacon will do, one I really like is when he's driving Boozer to get medical attention and gives that speech of, you know, why do we keep going? What the hell else are we going to do? Love that speech. It's so good. Sam Witwer is fantastic in this game. Other places I know him from is he was in the movie The Mist, which is awesome. He plays a soldier in that. And he's a smaller character in it, but he does have an okay chunk of role in it. He also does sort of an uncredited role in the first episode of The Walking Dead. He's a tank zombie. He's the one inside the tank, which was pretty cool as well. And I guess that there were plans at one point to do a flashback episode of how he died, and they were going to do that. It got scrapped as things in the show changed, but I thought that was a pretty cool idea. And I know he is known for a lot of animated Star Wars voices. I think he's Darth Maul in some things and all that. I haven't really delved into the Star Wars animated world, but Sam Witwer definitely makes me more inclined to, because I think he's really good in the things, specifically Days Gone, but he's good in the things I've engaged, that I've interacted with that he's in, so I suspect animated Star Wars would be no different. But yeah, he's awesome. I hope he's a lead in more games and he does more games because he's good at it. All right. Moving on to my number six is Nolan North. So primarily known as Nathan Drake in the Uncharted series. He also played David in The Last of Us. Great, you know, leading voice actor. I would say one of the more recognized voice actors in the business. People know him. I imagine when people would make rankings of the best voice actors, he could have a legitimate contention for top three, top two, you know, stuff like that. I could see a lot of arguments that way. I guess going with Uncharted first, he's great. He's so good as Nathan Drake. He does a good job, and it's really believable. He's you know, cocky and brash and adventurous, but also like you like him. He's not too far that way. I think that's pretty important as to how he portrays that. He does a great job. David being creepy and cool that, like, you know, I know him primarily as Nathan Drake, and then to see him be a bad guy, that was pretty cool as well. Also, for Nolan North, he is in Spec Ops The Line as one of the main characters, and so I'm very interested in playing that game anyway, but I'd found out when I was doing research for this episode that he was in this, and that elevates that even more. That game sounds like it's quite good, but to have Nolan North be your character, even better. So, yeah, that is Nolan North. All right, on to our top five. My number five is Sissy Jones. We know her for a variety of places. I'd say most known for is being Delilah in Firewatch. She was also Katja, Kennedy's wife in The Walking Dead. And she was also Joyce Price in Life is Strange. I would say, again, Sissy Jones is, I think, similar to Erin Yvette, is that she's done a lot of small roles around. I think she's been in more Telltale games than what I listed. Those were just kind of my big three roles, but she's been around more. I think, again, if I were to make a game and I wanted to, you know, I've got five characters I need to voice, Sissy Jones would be someone I would want to bring on as a side character, but also showing very much so that she can hold her own. She, I would say, by and large, made Firewatch. You know, her being such a great intrigue in that game sold it. Like, that made that game, that elevated, that made it better. I think if she wasn't so intriguing, I don't know if it would have worked. Because, you know, you come into that game and you're sad dude in the woods, and then you start talking with her, you're like, oh, I'm kind of interested, and like, what's your deal, blah blah blah. She really nails that mysterious vibe, and only hearing her, perfect. She does an amazing job there. One game that Sissy Jones is in that I really want to play is called The Call of the Sea, and she's the lead role in that as well. And my understanding is it's some sort of exploring an island. It feels sort of King Kong-like to me, based on what I've seen of it, which isn't a lot, but I'm definitely interested in it. And again, being Sissy Jones, that really does elevate that for me. I'm interested. She does a great job. I think that with this too, roles like Katja or Joyce Price shows that she can really add character. She can fill out your roster, your group, and make it better and stronger. And I think in those games, she did do multiple voices. I think she did do other people in Life is Strange. I think she did do other characters in Walking Dead that are like more minor. But then also that she can really take the lead and make your game like Firewatch. So, Sissy Jones, she's my number five. She's fantastic. Her big five is in no manner thinking less of her skills. I think her skills are great. I just think some of the other people in front of her are even greater. This top five was really hard. I'm glad that I had to do 10 because I think I would have agonized if it was five. Okay, number four is Laura Bailey. Again, super renowned. People know her. She's big and has been in a lot of great stuff. The things I primarily know her from is she was Abby in The Last of Us 2. She was Nadine in the Uncharted series. She's also Mary Jane in Marvel's Spider-Man from Insomniac. So, all over good games. And, again, I would say plays some pretty different characters. Abby is pretty different from Mary Jane, right? And their characters, you know, Mary Jane. Also, actually, all capable women, which is cool. Very good. I like that a lot. She plays awesome women. But they're different from one another, right? Mary Jane does get involved in some of Spider-Man's hijinks, but she's more stealthy and still her reporter, things like that. Abby could beat the fuck out of anyone, and Nadine really could too. But, you know, Abby, just a beast killing machine. I guess Nadine is too, leading a mercenary army. They're both beasts. But she does a great job leading them. They're very different from one another, though, still personality-wise. But yeah, she's fantastic. I could see people arguing her for the best voice actress in the game. I could totally see it. She's really good. And then games that she's in that I want to play. I'm curious about the Infamous series quite a bit. She's in Infamous Second Son. So I want to check that out. She's also in The Pathless, which I believe is the latest game from the Abzu people. And so I'm interested in that as well. Anyway, but then finding out that she was part of it, that elevated my interest as well. I think that she would be someone who, if she's in it, it could be worth checking out. She's in a lot of stuff, but I think that if it's something you're into, and she's in it, probably a good chance you'll like it. Alright, moving on to number three, which is Ashley Johnson. And really, she is primarily known for Ellie as The Last of Us. That's all I've played of hers. Her even other like games and stuff she's been in isn't as large as you'd maybe think it is for how good I think she is. I'm surprised that she hasn't done more games. I don't know if it's because she's just chose not to and chose to do other things, but I know she's pretty involved in that D&D show that people like with the voice actress, but and I don't remember what that's called offhand right now. But anyway, her portrayal as Ellie is fantastic in each game. She really does an amazing job. And you can see her growth in the games, how she portrays things. It's so good. She's so fantastic. Part of me, because of the less roles of her that I know her from, I wanted to put her lower, but she's so good and so big in The Last of Us games that I felt like I had to still esteem her pretty high, put her higher on my list because she's done so much good stuff. Or, you know, she did so good in the stuff I know. And then for Want to Play, she was in Infamous First Light. So, again, I'm interested in the Infamous series. Finding out that Ashley Johnson was part of it elevated my interest as well. She's great. Okay, finally, moving on to number two, Troy Baker, who's known for everything, and very good, but a couple ones to pull out, he's Joel in The Last of Us, he's Booker DeWitt in Bioshock Infinite, he's Sam in Uncharted 4, and really plenty of other games. When I was looking through his credits, there are so many games that I've either played or would want to play, and he has a small role in, or different things like that. Really, it seems like if video games are there, like, video games, Troy Baker might be there kind of thing. Like, he's done a lot of stuff. But I think he's great in those, in each of these. And I think the personalities in these guys can be kind of similar. I think Joel, Sam, and Booker DeWitt have a lot of similarities from each other, but they're still pretty different characters. Different voices are needed from different eras, right? Sam lives in our world and is a grifter. Booker DeWitt is in a in the past, but also a futuristic type thing, right? It's the 60s or something, but kind of utopian-ish world. And then, of course, Joel is in a post-apocalyptic future, but he did grow up in our time, but the world has since been ruined kind of thing. So these guys are all pretty different. I think he really sells these characters. I think that Troy Baker has something in him that you really enjoy the characters he plays. Even if you don't agree with them always, I think that you're like, but I like him, you know, but I like this character. So, yeah, I imagine really if you just chose to play his, the games he's voiced, you'd probably get to play a lot of good games. A couple highlights, though, of games I want to play that he's a part of is he's in Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor. So that's cool. I wanted to play that game anyway, and then I saw he was in it, so that makes that more appealing. And then also he's in the new Spider-Man, the Miles Morales game, which I didn't know. Which, again, I already wanted to play that game as well, but it's gone up in my desire. And then, lastly, the number one spot. It goes to Ashley Birch, of course. You know, I suspect you imagined that all along. This is where we'd be. I love Ashley Birch. She makes great characters. I have a few highlights, and there could be plenty more. Number one, of course, Chloe Price from Life is Strange. Two, Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. Three, Parvati from The Outer Worlds. Four, Sam from After Party. She was Mel in The Last of Us 2. She's been in a lot of things, and recently even I've been like, if she's in the game, I want to play it. Like, I would say that interested. If there's a game I'm sort of into, but Ashley Birch is in it, that will increase my likelihood to play it in itself. These characters, again, I would say have some differences from one another. I would say especially your Chloe, Price, and Sam from After Party, I'd say they're a little more similar. And then you would maybe have Aloy in the middle and Parvati on the far end, right? Parvati is so sweet. She's so kind and naive. But then you have Chloe and Sam, really, I would say, being pretty, like, casual, fucking off, rough at times, but they really care, all of that stuff. And then Aloy, I think, is pretty in the middle of that, right? She cares, but she's really gets shit done on her own that she has, like, pursued forward for her quest for good and that sort of stuff. So you've got, I would say, again, pretty different characters from one another, but she does a good job of bringing them all to life and making them lovable. Chloe Price is a lot of people's favorite character in Life is Strange, and justifiably so. Parvati, I think she's probably everyone's favorite character in The Outer Worlds. Anyone who's played that, she's probably the one they're like, yep, she's my favorite. Sam was one of my, I think Sam was my favorite character in After Party. And Aloy, of course, is my favorite character in Horizon Zero Dawn, but just a slew of good characters. I know other things she's known for is being like Tiny Tina in the Borderlands series, which I've never played any of those games, but I did see that they're coming out with a Tiny Tina focused game where Ashley Birch is lead, and I'll probably play that, or I'm definitely going to consider it. Even though I've never played Borderlands, I like her, so my interest in that game is significantly up. I know she has another character who's also named Tina that I think is in Fallout 4, or one of the Fallouts. So she's done quite a few things, and a bunch of other games. Her Wikipedia was full of credits, and again, would have my eye out for those. The big ones I pulled out that I want to play is there's a game called The Blackout Club, which unfortunately is online, so that hurts it for me since I don't have online stuff, but there's like a crime that you try to solve while you sleepwalk in a co-op situation, something like that. But Ashley Burch is one of the characters. It seems fun. And I like, too, that she still would do like an indie game like that alongside of doing, you know, big things like The Last of Us 2 in the last few years. I thought that was cool. Also, I find out she was in Spider-Man Miles Morales as well. I think I knew that and then had forgotten, but her and Troy Baker being in that, I already wanted to play this game. I was going to play it either way. I really want to hold out for owning a PS5 to play it, but those two being in it, that elevates it even more. I'm super stoked to play that. But yeah, I think that my general rule at this point is if Ashley Burch is in a game, I'm whatever, you know, my interest was in it, it goes up a notch. You know, if it was a game I was a 5 interested in, it's probably a 6 now, or, you know, whatever. A 5 out of 10, now it's a 6 out of 10, that sort of thing. Because I think she's great. I like the character she brings to life, and she does, wonderful job. She's so good. Elevated each of those games. A favorite character in those games I mentioned, but elevates those games. If Chloe wasn't such a good character through Ashley Burch's portrayal of her, Life is Strange might not have worked. If I didn't like Aloy, maybe Horizon Zero Dawn, it wouldn't be so nice spending 60 hours with her. Or, you know, Parvati, maybe then you ditch her and maybe you would just use other ones of your companions, and I don't know if you don't have ones you like as much, but for me, like in Outer Worlds, Parvati was my mainstay. I'd rotate the other characters out some, but Parvati was always with me on every mission. So that is my top 10. I hope you enjoyed hearing about those. I'd love to hear if there's any games that you've played that any of my voice actors I listed have been in that you like. I would love those recommendations because, you know, I want to play more games that voice actors I like are in. Also, I would love to hear your top 10 or top 5, who your favorite voice actors are, what they've been in, that sort of stuff. This was pretty fun to think through. A big thing I noticed was if you've been involved in Telltale games, I will probably like you because there's more of those. I noticed... Troy Baker, I think, was in Batman Telltale games, and Ashley Burch was in the Guardians of the Galaxy one, so even they got in on some of the Telltale stuff, but I think Telltale really nailed getting good voice actors, and I think those people end up on my list, because I'm like, ooh, I know you, I like you, you did this character, you brought them to life, so that is my list. Love to hear yours again. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast, and see you next time.